Let's get cracking. I just need to make an apology to start off with. I've had flu this week, and I know it's sad, isn't it? But I managed to perforate an eardrum, so I have absolutely no concept of how loud or quiet I'm speaking. My hearing is completely gone. So if I'm kind of shouting too loudly or you can't hear me, please do say, because I won't have a clue. hopefully you're here because you want to do the workshop on deeper into the Bible for 11s to 18s. That's what we're going to be spending some time doing. But let's pray together as we get going. Our loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you for the privilege of serving you with young people. Thank you for the young people that we have contact with. And we also thank you and praise you for your wonderful word that you speak to us through. And we pray that you'd be with us now as we think about how we can encourage and help young people to get into your word for themselves. Please, would you be with us now and help us to concentrate at nearly the end of quite a long day. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I hope your brains are still functioning. You've probably had to take in quite a lot already today. So I hope you're able to keep with it. Just to introduce myself, my name's Andy Clark. I'm an associate minister at St. Botolph's Church in Barton Seagrave. And I have been there for only 4 or 5 months, but my main sort of responsibility there is being involved in youth ministry. I've been involved in youth ministry for about 14 years now, in various different church contexts, and helping young people to understand the Bible for themselves is just something which I think is such a privilege. It's something I'm really passionate about, but I think it's actually something that's really quite tricky as well. So I'm afraid there's no quick fix solutions. What I'm hoping to do this afternoon is just try and come up with some ideas and some thoughts which might help you in your context to be able to get young people into the Bible and get them understanding it for themselves. Now, one of the workshop titles, I think, was 5 Great Ideas on How to Get a Room Quiet. Is that right? Did anybody go to that one? Yeah, there's a few people here. Well, do you know, I think I've got the best idea out of all of them of a way to get a group of teenagers quiet. Stand up in front of them and say, "How's your personal Bible reading going?" And guarantee, absolutely silent. Because I think if we're realistic about our own Bible reading habits, and we're realistic about the young people we're working with, we'll know that actually they find it quite tricky. But I just want to begin by reading a little bit from Psalm 119. Because obviously Psalm 119 is all about God's word. The whole psalm is just packed with lots of brilliant, brilliant stuff. But Psalm 119, verse 105 says this: "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I may obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gained understanding from your precepts. Therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." They're pretty challenging words from the psalmist there about his attitude towards God's word. And if I'm honest, I confess that my attitude isn't always like that. How sweet are your words to my taste? Oh, how I love your law. Your word is a lamp to my feet But isn't this, I hope, what we desire for our young people? That they would love God's word. That they would want to read it for themselves. That God's word would be sweeter than honey. It would be something incredibly attractive that is wonderful for them. That's why we've got this seminar now, isn't it? So that we can work out how we can help these young people to reach those conclusions. Just a quick quote from this book, which I think is on the bookstall, Growing Young Disciples by Tim Hawkins. He says this: we want our growing disciples to be people of the Bible, to read God's word, to trust God's word, to obey God's word, to live God's word. Christianity isn't based on having opinions about God. It's based on God revealing himself through his written word, the Bible. That's what we're aiming at today. Now, I want you just to chat to somebody next to you and discuss with them for a couple of minutes. What do you think it is that stops young people reading the Bible for themselves? So what stops them either reading it together in a CU, in a school or college, or sitting down for, on their own and reading it for themselves in a quiet time? What is it that stops them from reading the Bible for themselves? Just chat amongst yourself for a couple of minutes. Okay, let's, anybody want to yell out an idea or thought? What is it that stops them reading the Bible?
For the older age range, some of our youth say they're too busy. I would say they've probably got priorities in the middle.
Okay, so the old I'm too busy line, yeah. Any other thoughts?
Too many other distractions.
Yeah.
Facebook, films, TV.
Yeah. Masses of distractions.
Bloopers not relevant to them because it's written down in the
email. Yeah, yeah, that's really important, isn't it?
Is that sense in which people want something instant and know that you've got to put some effort in to get something else?
Yeah, that's it. It's pretty cross countercultural, isn't it?
They don't know where to start. It's a big book.
They don't know where to start. Yeah, absolutely. Now, some of the sort of reasons young people will give will be very much explicit. So the sort of, actually I'm too busy, or it's just boring. Others of them will be more implicit. So they might not say I'm too busy, but actually their time in front of EastEnders might be much more important to them. You can find those sorts of things out in conversation. But certainly when you're chatting to young people, when you're trying to encourage them, look for the things that they're saying without saying them, if you see what I mean. The things behind what they're saying. Because often those are the things you need to challenge in terms of their priorities and their views on Scripture and on the Bible. Having said that, anybody with teenage kids or anybody who's worked with young people for any length of time will know that the pressures on teenagers today are absolutely massive. The pressures to perform on exams, the pressures to be involved in this club and that club and the other, so that they can fill up their CV to be able to get one of the very few remaining places at university. So they have huge, huge pressures on them. And we'll think a bit about that a bit later. But it's important that we do realise that as well and listen to what they're saying. Maybe it might be worth just trying to sit down with the young person and work out what's a typical day for them like. You know, what are they doing from when they get up in the morning to when they go to bed at night? How is their time filled? Because you may find that a lot of their time is pre-filled for them. The time that they have disposable for themselves sometimes is actually very, very little if they're involved in this group or that group. So it's worth just working that one through. Now, I think often we kind of think, oh, we should be encouraging our young people to read the Bible. Right, Bible study notes. Here you go. Job done. Phew, excellent. Conscience cleared. Yeah, done. I think that's probably the easy route, isn't it? Not saying Bible study notes aren't great. I think they're brilliant. But actually, what I always say when you're thinking about youth ministry is you need to think big picture, you need to think long term. You may only have contact with them for 3 or 4 years. But in those 3 or 4 years, what we should be thinking is, what are they going to be doing in the next 10 years, in the next 40 years? What are they going to be doing in terms of their Bible reading habits for the rest of their lives? How are they going to be in terms of their walk with Christ for the rest of their lives? Rather than just thinking, oh, what are we going to do next week? If we have that much bigger picture of youth ministry, then I think it helps us when we are prioritising and when we're planning what we do within our programme. And so when we're sitting there thinking, how are we going to encourage these young people to be reading their Bibles? It's not just so that you can say to the PCC or elders, oh, look, we've got loads of young people reading our Bibles. And it's not just so you can feel great about it. It's because in 40 years' time, it'd be brilliant to bump into that person, for them to be still following Jesus, still growing, still learning, still loving the Lord, and working for Him. So, although it might kind of seem a small issue at one level, actually we need to be thinking the much bigger picture. Now, I've handed round a green sheet, and just quite soon after I started in Barton Seagrave, when I knew I was going to be doing this session, I sent round this questionnaire to the young people. It was pretty hastily thrown together, so it's probably not the best questionnaire in the world, but I wanted to get a picture of the sort of Bible reading habits of the young people. You might find that this is a helpful thing to do with your group. I did design the questionnaire specifically, so it was very quick to do, so there's no writing of words or anything, you know, ridiculous like that. And they can do it really, really quickly, but also it's just ticks, so it's completely anonymous. And I think it meant that the young people were actually a lot more honest than they might have otherwise been, because nobody can, you know, check your handwriting out if it's just ticks, can they? And it was, on one side of the sheet, you've just got the sort of overview of the questionnaire. On the other side of the sheet, you've got the results of the questionnaire. Now, you know, it's only a very quick straw poll from 35 young people. So, you know, there's nothing particularly scientific about it. But I felt it was really helpful in just getting a sense of where young people are at in our groups with their own personal Bible reading, and therefore what I need to do in terms of sort of helping them and encouraging them. So it was very interesting that actually there's not many people reading the Bible regularly. So every day there was only 2 people out of 35. And the other 14 saying about once a week. I have a theory that that's probably at the youth group once a week is when they're reading the Bible. I might be wrong. I probably should have asked a follow-up question. And it was interesting to see that things that help them is actually having a specific time of day, having it worked into their timetable, using Bible reading notes. They said they found helpful, which I thought was interesting, because often I've heard from teenagers, oh, no, we don't find them that useful. So that was quite interesting for me to see. But very interesting, look, what's difficult about reading the Bible? Don't understand it, not sure where to start. That's where, in a youth group setting, we can really easily help them and give them some tools, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to do that. Then the other, what stops you reading the Bible? Never enough time. We'll come on to that later. But again, that's a good one that we can challenge. But I think what really, really challenged me, starting in this new job, right at the bottom there, would you like to try and read the Bible more for yourself? 28 people said yes, they would. So although there isn't that sort of general habit, actually a lot of them, a lot more than I expected, are saying, yeah, actually we'd like to be reading the Bible for ourselves more regularly. So that might be a helpful tool for you to do with your youth group, just sort of giving you some ideas of what you then can be teaching and where you can be targeting with them. Okay, so that was the questionnaire that I did, and we'll refer back to that as we go along a little bit as well. So we need to be building a picture of where our youth group are at, where what they're doing in terms of their Bible reading. But we also need to be teaching it. If we want to encourage our young people to be reading the Bible, we need to be, first of all, teaching the Bible, but teaching what the Bible says about itself, about why they should be reading the Bible. Because we don't want to just be standing there saying, hey guys, read the Bible. We want to be saying, the Bible says all these things about itself. So within your teaching program, make sure that is worked into it. I've just chucked down on the handout a few suggested passages. The list of could be massive. And if you were in Jonty's session this morning, you could basically take most of Jonty's session this morning, certainly the first chunk of it, and play that back to your youth group, because that will be really helpful for them to hear as well. Or Andrew's stuff as well. A lot of that is really, really helpful stuff, and we've covered that already. But keep it on the agenda. Keep the Bible on the agenda. Keep helping people to understand it on the agenda. Be thinking about, as you prepare your Bible studies, as you prepare your talks, be thinking, how is this going to also encourage young people to be reading the Bible for themselves? Yes, you're kind of thinking, okay, my main point is this. This is what I'm wanting to teach them out of this passage. But often you can have kind of side agendas and offshoots going on. And so keep it on the agenda and be thinking of ways that you can be encouraging the teaching of the Bible, but the teaching of the Bible about the Bible. So the next thing that I think is really important is to model it. So you need to teach people, but you need to model it. And I think that actually with young people, this is one of the most effective ways of really getting them into the Bible, encouraging them to do that, and getting them excited about it, and giving them those easy to access tools. Be aware, every time you open the Bible with young people, you are setting them an example as to how the Bible should be handled. because you are their role models. So what Andrew said to us this morning, was it Andrew or it might have been John T, I can't remember, but about the fact that we need to make sure we handle the Bible correctly, it's really, really important. Because if we're handling it wrong, then the young people will pick up and say, oh, that's how we should be dealing with it. So be aware that you're setting an example. So pray about that as you prepare, but make sure that you prepare properly. And as you're teaching in your youth groups, model how to handle the Bible, but model it in a way that's going to give them confidence and the tools to open the Bible themselves. I've seen sometimes, particularly in youth group settings, it's very easy to kind of almost show off about how much you know about the Bible as you teach it. It's a really easy temptation, because obviously, particularly in a youth group setting, you're more likely to know a lot more about stuff than they do. And so it's very easy to sort of big yourself up by showing how deep you can go and how complicated you can make it and all the different links and all the rest of it. John T was telling in the session this morning that it's really important to push the young people in terms of their understanding. And that is absolutely right. I completely agree with him in that. But we also need to be careful that when the young people are sitting there, they don't go away thinking, man, this is so difficult and so complicated, there's just no way I can read this for myself. I'm not clever, I'm not academically gifted, it's all these words, I just can't do it. So do be careful when you're doing stuff in sessions, when you're doing stuff in your youth groups, that you do it in a way that can give confidence to young people so that they can do it for themselves. We need to build up their confidence, show them that they can understand the Bible. We need to teach it deeply, but don't make it an exercise only for the academically gifted. Look out for the opportunities that there are for modelling reading the Bible for themselves. So brilliant opportunities are weekends away. I don't know if you take youth groups away for a weekend, but put a session in there. Or one thing I used to do with youth groups was I actually used to say, okay, for half an hour before breakfast, I want you to be up and dressed, and I was pretty strict about it, but we're going to have a period of quiet. And for those who wanted to read the Bible for themselves, it was an opportunity to do that and to encourage them to do that. But it wasn't a matter of just saying, here, get on and do it. We'd also say, if you've never done it before, you're not sure how to do it, why don't you come and find one of the leaders down in this room? And basically they went through a sort of example quiet time with them. So it was modelling the sort of thing that they could do for themselves in an easy way. And then second morning of the weekend away, they can have a go at it for themselves. So, yeah, use those opportunities to model it. The other thing is one-to-one Bible reading. Now, this book was plugged this morning, and I wish I had this book years ago, because I haven't actually read it, but from what they described, it sounds brilliant. Because one thing I've done a lot with young people is reading the Bible one-to-one with them. Now, obviously, you need to think child protection issues. If you're going to do that, make sure you're accountable, make sure you do it in a place where everybody can see you, all that sort of stuff. But it's easy to get around that. It is possible to get around that. But often, when I kind of think back over the years I've been involved in youth ministry, so many of the young people that I've had the privilege to read the Bible with one-to-one are now involved in different areas of church leadership themselves, at varying different levels. And they are then passing that sort of culture of reading the Bible onto others. So do, if you can, take the opportunity to have a go at reading the Bible one-to-one with a young person. If you've not done it before, don't worry, And be honest with the young person that you're doing it with. My wife was reading with a young girl for about 3 years in Hereford, where we were before Kettering. And she'd never really done it, a one-to-one Bible reading partnership with anybody before. And she was just honest about that. And actually, it was incredibly rewarding for both of them. And within that one-to-one sort of setting, you can really model how to handle the Bible and give them confidence. And I've often found that that's a brilliant way for really getting young people excited about the Bible, because they've got opportunity to ask as many questions as they want. They can really go as deep as they want. Obviously you won't be able to do it with everybody in your youth group, so you need to pray and think carefully about who would be good to do that with. But can I encourage that might be a good thing to do? Other resources that are good as well is this, Just for Starters, which has been around for years now. I did this with some at university. And Andrew Corns has also written a series of little books called One to One. And they are specifically for Bible reading partnerships. Now, they are aimed at adults, both of these. But I've used this one with young people on a number of occasions, and I find it's perfectly adaptable to being able to use with teenagers. This one you might want to use with only older teenagers. There is also an evangelistic version of this one as well. But those are two resources that I found helpful. Or just say, why don't we just go through Colossians together and just work through a few verses at a time. But I can't stress enough that I think that is a real brilliant and important tool in youth ministry for getting young people deeper into the Bible and equipping them to be able to read it for themselves. Now, a completely different context is the whole idea of a Christian union in a school or in an FE college, something like that. And we want, hopefully, the young people, if they're involved in those sorts of things, to be opening the Bibles there. And that's a different context where they will need help. They will need, again, it to be modelled to them. They will need to be equipped and helped to do that better. So if you've got somebody in your youth group who's involved in leading in those groups, why don't you sit down with them and say, hey, let's go through your Bible study for this week, or have you thought about this or that? Point them towards resources. On the back of this, there's a whole list of different resources, including some websites. And Festive is an organisation a bit like UCCF, but they work specifically for FE and sixth form colleges. And they have some excellent resources, particularly Bible study resources, that are kind of straight off the shelf type resources and are designed specifically for the CU context, where you've only got a very short amount of time in a lunchtime, and they're downloadable free and they're really very good. So point them towards those resources, sit down, go through it with them, and hopefully that will help it, that will help them along. So we need to teach it, we need to model it, and we need to equip the young people. The first thing to say is, make sure they have a Bible. Because if you notice on the questionnaire, when the person compiled the results for me, it says, what stops you reading the Bible? Other. One person put, I don't have one. A distinct problem. If we're trying to encourage young people to read the Bible, make sure everybody in your youth group's got a Bible at home. I mean, it's simple, but it's a bit of a, made me kind of come up short and made me think, oh crumbs, somebody in our youth group hasn't got a Bible. Let's make sure everybody's got a Bible. So do that, very simply, and give them the tools they need to be able to understand the Bible for themselves. Now, in the handout here, I've just got a few little things which are sort of bits and pieces that I've chucked together over the years, which I use sometimes. Obviously, A more detailed version is Andrew Sachs' book, Dig Deeper, which is very, very good. But not every young person in your youth group is likely to read that or that as well. However, in the back of this one, there is a very short summary of the tools that Andrew has developed. And that might be very helpful to use with young people. So do have a look at those and do get those into your heads. Also, in the Engage Bible study notes, which they also have in the bookstores, there are articles in each of the different ones about how to understand and read the Bible written for teenagers. So you can use those as well to help young people understand the Bible. But you do need to give them the tools. In my last job in Hereford, I was working a lot in schools with young people, and there were young people who were sort of really keen to get a Christian Union going, really keen to read the Bible in their school. But the issue was, they just didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to do it. And so, where do I start type questions, I don't understand it type questions, they were right there at the forefront. So our jobs surely must be to try and equip these young people, to give them the tools that they need so that they can understand the Bible for themselves, so it's not just a load of old gobbledygook. So as I say, this down here in the flyer are just some kind of simple little things which I use with young people sometimes. Can I particularly point out the one under Get Artistic? It might sound a bit unusual, but one thing I found personally very helpful when I'm preparing stuff, but which may be helpful for young people, particularly if they're not great readers, is to print out the passage and get a whole wad of highlighters or different colour pens. You might have done this before. And go through the passage highlighting different linking things. So, for example, it might be there's certain words that are repeated again and again. Or there's different people speaking in the passage. And you can highlight each person a different colour when they're kind of speaking. Or every time God is mentioned, you highlight it. Which sounds kind of quite random and abstract. But by the time you've sort of done a few of these things in the list here, often what then happens is you get a visual picture in front of you. So I'm actually dyslexic, and when I'm preparing sermons, I often use that method. There's the danger you can take it out of context if you've just got the printed passage in front of you and you've just got a few verses. Yes, you've got to be careful. But if you get crazy with your pens, sometimes patterns and sort of where passages are going, I find, can often emerge visually. So for people who sometimes they can read the words but struggle to understand it, actually encouraging them to kind of get arty with it and scribble all over their Bibles or whatever, actually can really help them in a good way to understand the passage properly and to really get to grips with the heart of the text. So can I encourage you to try that one? I didn't have time, unfortunately, this week. I was going to try and put a sort of example together of the sort of thing I mean. But can I encourage you, particularly if you've got kids who struggle to read or whatever, to try doing that or try encouraging them to do that. It's so easy to print off the passage. You've got Bible Gateway, everybody knows about that. Copy and paste, bang, it's done. It's so easy to do. They can even highlight it and get graphically, do all their graphics on the computer if they really want to. But, that's something I've certainly found particularly helpful. Now, for some, the issue might be, actually, we've got a problem with the Bible itself. We don't trust it. We don't believe it. All those sorts of things. This is a very helpful little book written for teenagers. Scott Petty, And it just sort of outlines some of those things in terms of the reliability of Scripture, the sufficiency of Scripture, interpretation, does God speak to me through it, all those sorts of things. But it's important to recognise that young people have those questions and to allow them to come and talk to you about them. I guess it's the same in youth ministry across the board, isn't it? But try and develop a culture so that young people feel able to kind of, when they are reading the Bible for themselves and they're going, I just do not get that, or that sounds wrong, or whatever question they have, they feel completely comfortable to come and speak to you about it, because they will have those questions. Part of the way they're taught in schools nowadays makes them question a lot of this stuff, even more than it did just a few years ago. So do be available for that sort of thing, and encourage that sort of a culture. So you need tools to help them understand, but I think also you need tools to help them to make time. Because young people, you know, you saw in the questionnaire there, didn't you? One of the biggest things was, I don't have enough time. Well, I think if you'd have done that questionnaire amongst a load of adults, you'd have probably had the same result, wouldn't you? I don't have enough time. I've said it, goodness knows how many times. But I think for young people, sometimes it's really helpful just to sit down with them, and this is where I come back to what I said earlier, and go through their days. Work out, well, what does your day look like? Where might you be able to fit in that day, some time with God? Now, I know that's not necessarily the right priority. Our right priority should be, bang, first thing up, we need to be spending time with God. That's absolutely right. But that may take some time for some young people to get to that sort of conclusion. It's good enough for them to be saying, we want to spend time with God, but we just don't have time. Start with that. Go with it. That's encouraging it in itself. And just go with them, basically. You know, think about, okay, when are you going to do it? Where are you going to be? What are you going to use? You know, pick up some Bible study notes. Show them what's available. Stick them in their hands. Buy them for them. Maybe say, oh, I know, let's meet up one day after school and I'll go through one of the sessions in here with you, just to give you a starter. Do everything that you can to give. It's almost like spoon feeding without being patronising, basically. And show them how they can do it. But it's also worth trying to be a bit creative. We've got all this kind of social media, digital stuff out there. Try and harness the stuff the young people are into. Now, a number of my young people, when we're in the youth group, will sit there with their phones out. I'm like, you've got your phone out? I'm reading the Bible on it. Well, it's got the Bible on it. And I'm not sure how helpful that is in a youth group setting. But if they're on a bus journey to school and they can get their phone out and they can read the Bible on their bus journey to school, great. Isn't that brilliant? And Good Book Company have just produced an app for, you might have seen it already, for the Explore Notes. You can now get on an iPhone and I think Android app. And it's actually very, very good. So, you know, it might be worth suggesting those to them. Now, okay, Explore are more aimed at adults, but certainly I think a number of older teenagers should be able to cope with those happily. SU do something similar-ish called Word Live, Scripture Union. And also ESV, you can download the Bible, the ESV version of the Bible free onto iPhone and virtually everything, Kindle, all that sort of stuff. So it's worth finding out what's out there so that, you know, you can encourage them to think creatively. When are the gaps in the day when they might be able to be looking at the Bible for themselves? Bible on MP3. Again, if people aren't great readers, you can listen to the Bible. You know, it's fairly easily accessible on MP3. With the technology we've got available, we should be able to find ways of getting the young people reading and looking at the Bible for themselves regularly. We just need to be a little bit creative with it. Now, something else which I found very helpful, when young people are kind of saying, oh, I just don't get the Bible, I'm struggling to understand it, all that kind of stuff, sometimes giving them a big picture of how the whole Bible fits together can be really, really helpful. I remember the first time I did a Bible overview, I was absolutely blown away as we were taken from Genesis right the way through to Revelation and shown how it all fitted together. It was just so, so helpful. And you may well know this, Vaughan Roberts' book, God's Big Picture. That sort of older teens, student sort of age, but an excellent book. This is called The Bible from Scratch, which is not so much of a Bible overview, but it gives you an introduction to each of the different books of the Bible so that they can know sort of the context for each of the books in a really good, short, snappy way. So I'd recommend that very much as well. And this other book, which I'd recommend, is the Jesus Storybook Bible. Now, this is a book written for children. My wife and I have used this with our eldest daughter. We reckon every new Christian should read this, because I think it's just really, really helpful in giving you a big, broad picture of how the whole Bible fits together. And the Old Testament sections of here, of each bit, at the end of it, they show how that section points towards Jesus. So it shows how the whole Bible talks about Jesus. So actually, I would recommend this not just for use with kids, but for use with people of any age, to be honest with you. If they haven't got a sort of idea of how the whole Bible fits together, get them to read that. It's not written in kiddie language, and it's got pictures, so, you know, it's got to be good. Next bit. We want to be encouraging the young people. And the reason why I've put that is it's very easy to just keep putting pressure and pressure and pressure and pressure, saying, are you reading your Bible? Are you reading your Bible? Every application is, need to pray more and read your Bible more. I don't know how many times you've heard that as an application in a youth group setting. And the young people go away just thinking, man, I'm just rubbish at this. I just can't do it. And at one level, as we've already heard today, you're right, they can't do it. Because it's a work of God's Spirit in us to give us that desire to want to read the Bible and to be able to do that each day. So do be sensitive and do encourage them gently. Think about how you would encourage another adult. Think about how you would talk to yourself about your own Bible reading. And also encourage the role of parents, because ultimately parents are responsible for the spiritual upbringing of their kids. It's not the youth leader's job. We're there to help within the context of the fellowship of the church, but it's the parents' job. So it may be that you need to be encouraging and equipping the parents. There's one guy I knew who's a youth worker, and he said actually he spent a lot of his time not with the young people but with the parents, encouraging them, because when that happens, you actually see an awful lot of fruit when there's that sort of when there's that sort of role model in the home. That will impact the young people. So I think back to my childhood days and the number of times I'd come down early on in the morning wanting to turn the TV on, and I couldn't because my dad was in there doing his quiet time. And he never made a big deal of it, but it was just like, I knew I wasn't to disturb him. But I just kept on seeing him there each morning, sitting there, quietly reading his Bible. What a great role model parents can be for young people. So as youth leaders, we need to be working with and encouraging parents in that. Can I also suggest that we actually ask young people how they're doing with their Bible reading, but in a gentle, kind way. It doesn't make them kind of want to be swallowed up in the ground. And encourage them to encourage each other. There is a time when peer pressure can be a good thing. You know, we develop a culture of Bible reading within a youth group, and actually other young people see their mates reading the Bible or hear about them reading the Bible, and it'll encourage them to want to read the Bible for themselves. And it's grace, not guilt, isn't it? For by grace we've been saved. We can so easily make Bible reading into a works thing. Oh, if I read my Bible every day, God will love me. I'll be a good Christian. We all know that's not true. We read our Bibles because we want to know the Lord Jesus better and we want to serve him more. So make sure that we are being gracious in the way that we're speaking to these young people, that we're not piling on the guilt, wanting to get results. And be realistic. Be realistic about the expectations they already have on their lives. Especially if you've got kids in your youth group who are from non-Christian families, who might have all sorts of academic life expectations. An extra person putting pressure on them isn't necessarily going to be helpful. Help them, but be prepared to challenge priorities. Challenge what they're thinking, what's important to them. There isn't a kind of one-size-fits-all easy solution, but and we've heard today it's hard work. But make sure that young people know they're not on their own. If they mess up, if they're not reading the Bibles, they're not a failure. Encourage them. Let's just start again. Just start again. Don't worry about it. Start from scratch. Because we want these young people to be learning, growing, sinking deep roots. And the final thing, which is, I think, the most important thing, so we perhaps should have done it first, is to pray. Pray for your young people. Pray that they would be reading their Bibles. Get people in your churches praying for the young people. Because it's tough. I'm guessing there's not one person in here who finds reading the Bible for themselves every day really easy. I certainly don't. Pray for your young people because it's tough for them. It's a difficult world to be brought up in. Now, this list of a lot of the resources I've mentioned on there. We're out of time, so if you do have any questions, I'll be around during the coffee break. Do come and grab me and do ask questions. Maybe next time you meet as a youth team, if you have a team, or meet with other youth leaders, maybe the first thing you should do is sit down and pray for your young people that they would be faithful in reading their Bibles and that you would be able to equip them to do that. Let's just pray together now. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time that we've had together now and pray that you would encourage us to be teaching and equipping and encouraging and modelling good Bible handling and Bible reading to the young people that we are working with. Father, please would you help us to be faithful to your word so that we would see young people filled with the Spirit, getting stuck into the scriptures, becoming more like the Lord Jesus, serving him, following him, and walking with him for the rest of their lives. Father, we do want to grow young disciples so that they would become mature disciples, so that you would be glorified. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much. I believe there's tea and coffee and probably more donuts available for in the main room.